we're going to need...
Oh, yep. Headphones.
Oh, right.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. How are you?
Good. What's How up? Was your night?
Fair to Midland. I remember most of it, so, you know.
You're not hungover?
No, I'm not too hungover. Wow. Only half a bottle of wine. I'm bringing it down. Bringing it down slowly.
You were 3/4 of a bottle of wine the night before.
Yeah, and a bottle and a quarter of the nights before.
That's not going to do.
That's a good start.
You're going to have to step it up.
I know. Yeah. Heidi's going to be very upset with me. She goes through a bottle or so, I think.
All right.
She says, yeah.
You guys need to text each other and go, go! comedian Brad Williams will join us.
Yay!
In a second.
Nice.
Relationship red flags.
No, okay.
Got a list from BuzzFeed, and some of them are absurd. Like, it's not just a red flag. It's a red flashing neon sign. So we're going to talk about that and take some calls. There was 2 funerals for a guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They like was he sawed in half, and they were like,
no.
One half and then the other half? And
no, they buried him the first time.
They blew him up, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then they faked out the second wife.
Oh, the other family.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
We have a Metallica game. Since
that's
today
right,
is the 30th anniversary.
30 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper taught Metallica, whatever.
Blah, yeah, that's
blah.
How it goes.
Blah, blah, blah.
And a man in a Kansas City hospital had amnesia. And they actually had to go on social media and say, hey, you guys know this guy?
I mean, is that real? That's usually just in a bad TV show.
Like
a horrible plot point to try and...
It seems like it's real.
It's pretty rare. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, I would say so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I mean, that and Quicksand, I thought I was going to really have a lot of problems with as life, you know, went on.
I am
watching
curious
old
about
TV
Quicksand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it does seem to be everywhere
to be
except
everywhere.
For in
yeah.
reality.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to find Quicksand, and we need to find it today.
Do you have any
goal.
In your backyard?
that's coming up. Brad Williams is next on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is Foo Fighters. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and our friend, comedian Brad Williams
Yay,
is in the studio
Brad.
With us.
Hey. Welcome to it, man.
How are you, Brad?
I'm talking to Kevin again on a microphone at a radio show in Los Angeles. It's a little later than what I'm used to. And who's this Sluggo guy?
I don't know.
Why is he in studio?
He sucks.
Why is it not a ghost voice from Seattle? I don't know.
That's a good question. I could arrange that. I'd be happy with that, actually.
Isn't it a weird feeling?
It is, but it is great to see you. And I'm not just here to see you. I wouldn't just see you. That would be stupid. I'm here to promote things.
What?
So I'm a reason why, and I'm doing shows at the Irvine Improv.
What's this?
Yeah, they do comedy there, stand-up comedy.
How many people does that seat?
A couple Six. Hundred, four... 400, I think.
That's tough
so
to sell.
So I've got to sell some tickets. Yeah. So should we have a viral moment? Should I say a racial slur? What's happening?
I mean, if you think that'll sell tickets, best
okay.
of luck.
Okay. Well, you know what kind of people I don't want at the show? Let me tell you. No, so I got 2 shows on Friday, 2 shows on Saturday, 1 show on Sunday. I believe there's less than 10 tickets left for the early show on Saturday. Come on out. It's going to be a great time if you live in Orange County or if you just want to drive down
forever.
To Orange County
yeah.
forever. Yeah, if you leave at a certain hour, it's a 30-minute drive. If you leave 15 minutes after that, it's a 2.5-hour drive.
You
Press
think,
your luck. Let's go.
You think the one of the Friday shows or one of the Saturday shows or Sunday is going to be the weakest?
Oh, absolutely.
But well, which one? I'm asking
I'm not going to tell
oh,
you
okay.
which one.
You know, though, for
now,
sure.
Oh,
but.
I know.
Yeah.
And if you read Steve Martin's book, he tells you which one is going to be the weakest. You know what? I'll just spoil it.
Okay.
It's one of the only books I've ever read is Steve Martin's book.
Until, well, reading is for losers.
Absolutely.
Right here,
until your book comes out, Kevin, in which
proves
case
the point.
Everyone go read.
Proves the point.
But yes, Steve Martin said he quit stand-up comedy because of the Friday Night Late Show.
Really?
Yes, that's the reason why he quit stand-up
why?
Comedy. Because everyone's working, and then they tie one on a little later.
They're too drunk?
And they're too drunk. They're tired. It's not like Saturday.
Huh.
That
I was
going to
say, why not
burn.
Saturday late?
Because everyone's been free all day, so maybe they did
I
their
see.
Day drinking, and then they took a nap, and now they're going back out. It's Friday. They did the happy hour, and now they're just waiting until 10 o'clock, whenever the show is. So that's when the stories happen.
Huh. Do you find the same problem? I don't want to get you in trouble, but
Do you, no, Fridays are the best. Is it? Steve was wrong.
What does Steve Martin know?
What does he know?
It's something where now I go on stage every Friday Night Late Show, and in the back of my head, it's just that line from Steve Martin's book.
Really?
Where I go, this is why Steve Martin quit comedy.
You know what you need to do, and I think this is good advice.
Okay.
Just start doing shots after the first one.
Because I like
that
this
way,
advice.
You'll match the fans that are coming. They're already drunk. You'll meet them where they are.
Yeah, and then I'm more speaking their language.
Right.
I appreciate
that. Yes, I think it's good advice.
I think this is a solid advice. I mean, there was Jim Jefferies shot a special called, ironically, Alcoholicost. And if you ask him about it, he says, oh, I was hammered for that. I don't remember it.
Is that right?
He doesn't remember a special.
Have you ever done a whole show drunk?
Yes.
Have you ever done a show not drunk?
A few times. No, I prefer not to drink before my shows. And people say, oh, it's because you don't drink. What, you don't like alcohol? It's like, no. I love alcohol.
Yeah.
I want to keep a very healthy relationship with it. But sometimes people come to the shows, and I don't know if they're thinking, does something different happen when a dwarf gets drunk? Does he get drunk and he explodes into gold coins? Let's find out. Send him Patron. So that has happened quite
That's
a few times.
That's happened before where people send you drinks and you had them?
Yes.
Before the show or during the show?
During the show. I don't want to disappoint
of
them.
Of course, no. You're doing it for them.
Yeah, they spend a good amount of money on that shot. And so I want to do it to make them happy, to give them a moment. So yeah, I've had some drunken shows.
So listen, if you're coming to the Irvine Improv this weekend, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday, and the first show Friday and the first show Saturday, get him a lot of shots. Just load him up with shots.
You know what? Let's do it. Why not? This is a rare, like, I'm on the road, but I'm in town.
Sure.
I'm going to have people helping out with the wife and the baby this weekend.
Do you stay in a hotel?
No.
You stay at home.
I'm going to be staying at my sister's house in Huntington Beach. So get me hammered so I can trash that place. Let me go full Johnny Depp all over her house.
You've always said you hated your sister.
Always.
I'm just kidding.
I've never said that.
No, he's never said that.
Now I'm like,
this dude lives to get people in trouble.
If I was in Des Moines plugging a show, then I would say that, but
right.
I'm literally in my hometown.
Right, so you can't say that.
Where my friends and family live.
Okay, so it's true, but you can't say it.
Exactly.
Right. I get it. I understand
now
what you're saying.
Me, Kevin.
Brad Williams is here. This weekend is at the Irvine Improv. Friday, two shows. Saturday, two shows. And one show on Sunday. We'll take a break. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Our guest, comedian Brad Williams, in the studio with us.
Thank you.
Brad,
happy, sir.
Be here. May I mention first that today marks the 30th anniversary of the Metallica Black album release, and we are giving you a copy of the newly remastered version available everywhere September 10th.
Giving it to him?
No, we're going to have a game after
dude.
5.
Am I playing the game?
You don't get to play.
Oh,
why
man?
Not?
That's messed up.
I mean, maybe you can play from home.
It's like you dangled the carrot right in front of me.
Call the private line.
Oh, okay.
We'll pretend you're caller 13.
I'll get through.
Did you say James Hetfield's coming to your show?
Not the shows this weekend in Irvine Improv, which are two on Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday. But
smooth,
no,
yeah, that was good.
Professional.
Yeah.
I've been doing this a few years.
Squeeze that
in. No, I found out I'm friends with the master distiller of the Blackened Whiskey, which is the Metallica's whiskey, and which is really good, by the way.
Nice.
And he calls me up and says, hey, I'm at James's house. You're coming to Denver? He wants to go.
Nice.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, like, I'm in, okay. Like,
what are you going to say? You know what, I'm not comfortable with that.
No, I don't, you know what? He didn't play Ride the Lightning at the last concert.
Tell him to stay home.
Yeah. I'm bitter.
Would you ever point anybody out in the crowd? Would you bring him up, like Hetfield?
Tell us a joke, James.
Right. It depends on the celebrity. Some celebrities, when they've been in the audience, like, I was at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood one night, and this is years ago when Justin Bieber was dating Selena Gomez, and he was there. he was there up at the top of the Laugh Factory. They have a downstairs and upstairs, and I saw him, and he was kind of like making a show of it, so he was
meaning,
oh,
hey, here I am.
I am. So I looked up and I was like, oh, hey, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are here. Hollywood's hottest lesbian couple. And thankfully, he laughed. And when the my set was done, he kind of like said, "Oh, come up here and hang out with us, eh?" And because he's Canadian. And then I went up there and we talked. And do you ever meet a celebrity that you don't like, but then you meet them and you're like,
you're
cool.
That's rough.
That's happened
a
lot.
Rough, isn't it?
It's happened a lot because I worked at the other place 30 years, and you make up your mind on people based on whatever projects they were in.
And the bands would come in that I couldn't stand, and then they were super nice.
And then when they leave, you go, "Oh, they're pretty cool."
Yeah,
I have to change my opinion.
Yeah,
at least Bieber was nice. You know, that was great.
So you bought all his albums.
All his albums.
Listen all the time.
I have the lyrics to Despacito as a tramp stamp. And
That's beautiful.
Prove it.
Now, how old's your girl?
My daughter.
How old's your daughter?
Your girl. I was like, I got two in my life.
How old's your
very different
daughter.
Ages.
My bad.
Okay. Yes. And I didn't want to say the wrong age, and you're like, oh, wow. He's going young.
Really damn young.
So, no, my daughter is a year and a half old now. Started talking.
Wow.
First word?
Yeah.
First word was daddy.
Yes!
I did it!
Woo! And mommy?
No, she doesn't say mommy yet.
Oh.
A year and a half old. I want her to say it. It would make my life
it'd make a lot
so
easier,
happy.
Does she say anything else?
She says our dog's name.
Oh man.
I named our dog after my favorite NFL player, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, and... She says that name, no problem.
Wow.
But she can't say mommy. She can't pronounce M's. Her M's come out like B's. So she calls my wife Bob.
Maybe. I was going to say Bob. Maybe your wife is Bob. Maybe that's what she's saying.
She's saying Bob. And you know what?
Who the hell is this Bob guy?
So now, I never thought I would say this, and I'm proud to say this very publicly. I've been in a loving sexual relationship with Bob for almost 4 years now.
And that is hot.
That's beautiful.
We have a child together.
I know
when you look at me and Bob as a couple, you're like, well, they can't have kids. But no, we have a child together.
So. I could actually speak about Bob. Bob is amazing.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh nice.
I gotta remember to use the word Bob.
Yeah. No. So she can't say that yet, but she's hitting all these cool milestones and. It's great, and if those of you who know me and have known me for a while, you know I'm a dwarf, little person, all that jazz. But so people frequently want to know if my daughter is also a dwarf, and the answer is yes, and she is. And people are like, "So what does that mean?" That means we got the cutest baby ever.
No kidding.
My wife is Chinese. We had an Asian dwarf baby.
Holy
That's
cow.
The cutest baby you've ever seen.
Freaking
baby
trifecta.
Yoda. Go F yourself. You got nothing on Asian dwarf
Grogu,
baby.
Grogu, forget it.
Yeah.
You hit the mother load.
Yeah. I did.
Nicely done.
That's
that
good.
Why you spend all of your time on the road?
Well, because I gotta pay for the family now.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is
Have you been home in the last 3 months?
Yes. 3 days a week.
Are you really on the road 4 days a week?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you say you've been basically working since 3 weeks after the shutdown for the most part. Last year.
In California, I don't like to say that I was the first comedian back out in May of 2020.
You were being very safe out there. Yeah, because you got to make a living.
I could drive
to. You went back out in May of 2020.
Yeah. So you're like 3 weeks of it, and you're like, forget it. Go back to work.
About the time everyone realized, we're inside for a while.
Yeah.
And Brad's like, F this. I'm going on my own.
Been there, done that.
I've got a college to pay for one day. I mean, I imagine being that my daughter's Asian, dwarf, and female, she'll probably get a scholarship. She's probably got one now. We just don't know about it. Someone's already like, we need her for the brochure. We get that. I'm
and
hoping.
Bob is really smart, so hopefully she takes after Bob.
Yes. I hope she has.
Kevin.
Yes. Bob
Damn
is
it.
Smart.
Oh, no, I know her.
Hopefully she's got Bob's work ethic. Someone who's just tuning in and missed the whole first part of that joke has no idea what we're talking about, and that makes
Welcome.
Me happy.
Yes.
But yes, hopefully she takes after my wife a lot. And but the thing is with her being a dwarf like me, it's going to be very difficult if one day my daughter doesn't like being a little person, because it's not like I can just look at her and be like, I don't know. Maybe you got it from your mom. Right. Can't say that. It's going to be pretty obvious
where
certain characteristics come
from. You're kind of screwed in that way.
Yeah.
So if she dislikes it, you're out.
That's it.
You're on the outs.
I'm done. But so far, so good. She'll be walking any time. My dad and my daughter are both using walkers right now. It's very cute. It's
weird how that happens.
Yeah, it's kind of second childishness. Yep, it happens. So it's very cute. It's very adorable. But yeah, being a dad, Kevin, you know, Sluggo.
No one
wants to lie down next to you.
No,
they?
Right? Exactly. No, I don't have that kind of cash, man.
I mean, you have enough for once, but
yeah. For 1 hour,
that doesn't
maybe.
Do it.
One of those motels,
well, 20
sure.
minutes. Yeah,
but yeah. So and it does change you. People are like, does it change you? You're like, it should.
It changed me in the best way. It's the best. It's the most important thing in my life.
I just like the fact that. With combination pandemic and being a dad, I never have to go to any activity that I don't want to go to ever again.
All right. It's
someone
nice
invites me
in,
to a dinner party and the couple's kind of weird. I'll be like, COVID. Baby, can't go.
Yeah,
having a cough. Who knows? That vaccine's wearing out. Side effects kicking in.
Brad Williams is playing this weekend at the Irvine Improv. Friday, there's two shows. Saturday, two shows. And Sunday, one show. Let's play a song. We'll take a break and we'll come right back.
Right up.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo and comedian Brad Williams joining us in the studio.
Back here talking to Kevin. Who cares about Sluggo? Not me.
Who?
My back here talking with Kevin.
Explain the process of getting in the building today.
Oh,
if you don't mind.
I mean, now we're saying it into microphones, but you essentially told me we can't tell anyone that you're coming on the show.
I didn't know.
We're not.
I don't know. What?
I didn't know the process.
I don't know. What's going on? What
and
are you talking
I
about?
Don't know anyone at the front desk.
Unfortunately, management doesn't listen, so we're
okay,
good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in this very building yesterday. Yeah. I did Heidi and Frank, and that was great. I went to the lobby.
I thought you were on. Yeah.
I went to the lobby.
That's awesome.
They had me come up.
Sure.
Like,
well, that's
normal,
a proper morning
like
show.
A
that's a proper
radio show.
They know what they're doing.
I don't know any of that stuff.
So I tell Kevin, I'm like, all right, so you're going to the lobby, and you're gonna, and they're like, no. They'll see you. And I'm like,
they'll see you.
What? Is this covert ops?
Yep.
What are we doing? Why are we? Is this like a secret thing?
We're not even supposed to be on this station, man.
Apparently not. I hope I don't. I hope the same thing doesn't happen to me when I'm performing this weekend at the Irvine Improv. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday. Get your tickets, professional.
Anybody who does this ever needs to listen to how you slide them like that, because that's the way to do it.
So I had to meet me in the second floor elevator so that we could bypass the lobby and just come up.
And by the way. Do you think, Kevin, that I'm going to be with you and no one's going to say anything? I am the world's largest keychain. Okay? Like, you can't just be like, oh, no, it's the typical day at the office. Here's my dwarf. Like, you can't.
You don't know. Maybe I have a dwarf other days.
Yeah. I don't even know.
I'm cheating on you.
Oh, you a-hole. Has Wee Man been in this studio? I will fight you right now. I will fight you.
Fight!
Let's.
And then I'll fight Wee Man. Pay-per-view. Let's go.
Let's talk about the Dodger game.
Yes. Now, because some people think that we have a strictly professional relationship, but no, we're friends.
Yes.
We've been to Brazil together on a very romantic trip. There were two other
I've
dudes
seen the
there.
Pictures. It was really
it was
nice.
Great.
We've
yeah.
had sex.
Yeah.
Sure.
That was first
involved?
Date. Yeah. That Wait, was first Brad? Date. Why not?
Brad but, puts out.
Yeah. Darn right. Well, how do you think I got into the studio?
Can I get that number?
But we go to the Dodger game and we just got tickets. We didn't realize that it was the first game that the Astros had been in Dodger Stadium since the controversy.
Oh, right.
With fans.
With fans, right.
With fans.
Right.
And we go
that
there.
Made it so great.
Oh. There were like.
Did you bring a trash can? A
I didn't,
trash
but
can?
We counted 12
yes.
that were thrown onto the field. Good
that
on you, Dodger
so
fans.
Great.
I like fans that hold grudges.
Same.
And they did that. And then there was one point right next to us. There was a guy, and he was on a date with his girl, and they were in Houston Astros gear.
Not just Astros, Altuve jersey.
Yes, yeah. And he's the dude. Now, I'm like, okay, fine. You're allowed to be fans of other teams. I wouldn't go to a Raiders game wearing any other colors but silver and black, but
especially
okay.
Raiders, yeah.
But okay.
Right.
But then, the rule if you're in the opposing stadium is you can wear the jersey, mm-hmm. but if I'm ever doing it, I just celebrate like a yay.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You kind of keep it to yourself.
Yeah. So Altuve gets a hit, the girl stands up. does a little pose. They get runs. Really? They start mocking the Dodger fans. And then from about 12 rows back, you see the Michelada grenade. And the Michelada grenade, which, by the way, sounds like a great sex position.
It really does.
Oh, you gave her the old Michelada grenade last night. That's fantastic.
No matter, you can't walk.
Yeah, exactly. So it comes in. It hits him. It splatters over everyone.
There's a lot of people.
Sure. There's a lot. There's a lot of friendly fire. We lost a lot of good men that day. That's my new favorite phrase. We lost a lot of good men that day. And and the Dodger fans, they don't care that another Dodger fan hit them with the Michelada.
No, of course not.
So the Dodger fans started fighting with each other.
Right.
And the Astro fans just sitting there like, okay.
Let's watch this happen.
Yeah. We're not going to say anything because then the attention goes back onto us.
Right.
But it was like, we were just looking at each other like, There's a moment here where this could flip.
Right.
This could flip, and this could be...
Seem to be a lot of those these days.
About five different times, people would jump up and look a different direction, and we'd all stand up and look, except for Brad. And you could see, like, there was security taking people out that were full-on fighting.
Wow.
Yeah. Full-on fighting.
That's what we kind of expected that night. I mean, that was kind of the expectation. I mean, it was actually a little more chill than expected.
And, I mean, say what you will about certain Dodger fans and certain incidents that have happened at the stadium, and you're probably right to say those things.
Right.
But I'm just... part of me is happy that there's a passionate L.A. fan base because...
Agreed.
L.A. fans got like, oh, they leave in the third quarter. They leave before the game ends. Yeah. They're fair-weather fans. I like the fact that we have some passionate fans.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they... But
they're willing to pound on each other.
Yes! And also... Is your company losing money? Hire the guy that was selling inflatable trash cans outside the Astros Dodger game. That's an entrepreneur right there. Yeah. Get him on Shark Tank.
Yes.
Have Mark Cuban give him all the money. Yeah.
It was funny, too, because if the Dodgers were in the outfield, they would hold on to the trash cans.
Yes.
Right? And so they'd start bouncing them around, and then we would go, no, hold on. And somebody would grab it, and then the Astros would come out, and then they'd toss it onto the field.
It was
well done.
And then there was another incident. We were not at this game, but where a ball girl tackled a streaker.
We were hoping to talk. I wish it was a streaker.
I wish it was a streaker.
Hoping to talk to her. She seems pretty cool. We sort of chatted with her.
I mean, first of all, I hope AEW Wrestling signs her to a contract.
Because
that was a good takedown.
Yeah, it was brilliant. He went like a cartwheel into the stands, man.
You know what? I'm going to hire her as my security this week in the Year of Improv. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
How does he do it?
One show Sunday. Don't try to rush the stage. I'll have the Dodger girl right there. And she
will mess you up.
She will throw a mean forearm shiver.
All right. Where can people buy tickets?
They can buy tickets improv.com, or you can visit bradwilliamscomedy.com, and you can buy your tickets there. This is my hometown. The tickets do sell out, so don't go day of and try to get them at the door and then text me or tweet me and be like, what? I can't get in the show. Can you do anything? No, I can't. Can you give me free tickets? Yeah, because I hate money. I hate it. So, no.
You can follow Brad on Twitter, too, at FunnyBrad.
At FunnyBrad on Twitter.
And I'd say that's Brad true about comic. 97% of the time.
That's pretty good. If my batting average for good jokes was a true batting average, I would be the greatest hitter of all time.
Correct.
But I'm not perfect.
Correct.
All right?
Who the hell is?
Every now and then I'll swing and I'll miss. I had one yesterday.
Those are sometimes the best.
Yeah, I beat you.
I had one yesterday. There was a story about a bear in Southern California that got into a store.
Right.
And I tweeted, oh, he's looking for the bear essentials. And then someone corrected me and said, you should have said bear necessities. And I'm like, darn it.
But now I know.
And I'm getting better. And I apologized.
You should have apologized. Brad, you're the best.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for coming in.
Always great seeing you guys. Or, I mean, I guess, Sluggo, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Always great seeing you, Kevin. And maybe I'll see you again, Sluggo. I don't know if this...
Depends on how it goes.
I think we're all going to move in together.
Maybe this station will change formats.
Yeah,
maybe
it'll be probably. Like
95.5 KLOS, number one for EDM on the West Coast. Here's Kevin Ryder.
I don't think that's happening.
Good.
Thank you, Brad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
22 relationship red flags that made people realize they weren't dating the one. A lot of times you want to ignore the red flag,
Sure. Oh, sure. Certainly. Well, usually sex is that reason. The only real reason you ignore it.
If the sex is good enough, yep. You can ignore anything.
Yeah, you can ignore a whole marching band full of them sometimes.
This is a list from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
If you notice someone checking me out, he would immediately point out my flaws.
Okay.
Like a pimple on my face or my weight.
So if someone's like across the room going, hey, baby. Yes. He's like, oh, yeah. She's got a zit right here. Look. Come on.
That doesn't seem like a red flag as much as just you should run.
Or a jackass. Yeah, exactly.
They insisted on reading all my college assignments to check if they were good enough.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's very annoying. Who are you? I mean, all of them, right. All the different classes, yes. You're an expert in everything, huh?
Neat. Right after sex for the first time, he said, well, that felt different than my ex.
Oh, man. Wow.
What is wrong with people?
Yep, that would be a red flag.
So we're going to be taking your calls at 818-955-KLOS with red flags that you noticed on a first date.
You know, it is
maybe
always,
even before a first date.
Yeah, and maybe you still went through anyway.
I had been texting this guy for a couple of weeks. We hadn't even met in person yet. One day he invited me over, but he said I couldn't wear any makeup in his house.
Whoa.
He said he hated makeup and that he'd make me take it off before I came in if I showed up wearing it.
I can't imagine people that lay down a law like that. Can you imagine? You're so amazing. It's so incredible that I get to be with you that I would listen to that kind of crap. Are you kidding me?
Needless to say, I did not text him back after that. Good.
I think so, yeah. So who's the poor person that went like, okay, I'll take off my makeup. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, that's very sad.
She did the right thing by not texting him back.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Another red flag. He called his sister thick.
Uh-oh. Well, I got a problem there. Yeah?
And?
Oh, yeah.
Picked out her underwear for her.
That's just
tacky. Imagine.
Hey, yeah, you know what? I'll pick out your sister's underwear. Let me do this. Oh, I got it.
My now ex-boyfriend once broke into my house to use the restroom.
Wow.
He mentioned... This is so weird.
Oh, no.
People are really weird.
Yeah.
He mentioned that whenever he pooped, he had to take a bath or else he didn't feel clean.
Oh, so he pooped after breaking into her place, been pooped.
Took a bath.
And then, oh, my God.
And then sat on a couch and waited for her to come home.
That's hot, man. That is some foreplay.
Right.
Wow. Damn.
On my first date, this guy randomly asked me if I was on any medications. That's a little personal.
Well, maybe it's a doctor. I mean, you know, maybe that one's the only one I can... Uh-oh. You have a finger up, yeah.
Because depression medication really changes a person's personality, and he didn't believe in it.
I doesn't believe in it.
You were texting with Tom Cruise?
It exists, my friend. It exists.
After our second date, he called me to ask how long we would have been together before we got engaged.
Wow.
Second date.
Wow.
Why are people like this?
So just.
Your red flags that you have had in your life.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. He said that getting a tattoo honoring my late husband was a mistake and I'd regret it later. He was deeply jealous of him the whole time. People are like this.
Yeah.
I met a guy on a dating app and he asked if he could call me after a few days of messaging. I gave him my number and he proceeded to call me 72 times that week.
Oh, man. I'll tell you my red flag. I remember when I was really young. I was probably, 20, eight. Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And went over to her house and we were talking, sitting on the couch. And it was a nice time. And all of a sudden she answers the phone. And she starts just talking the filthiest stuff you've heard. I mean, it was very cool to hear.
Sure.
But then she hung up all of a sudden. She worked a sex line. This is early. These are early.
Wow.
Way early.
Wow.
And I thought to myself.
She thought you were a customer?
Well, I usually do. No, actually, she, yeah. No, we actually were getting along. But then, well, turns out she's calling the house, screaming at my roommate. She just went way deep in. So I kind of learn, you know, you get a little red flag. Pay attention to those things.
On the second date, he said, I'm glad you're so intelligent because I can't deal with us having stupid kids.
Maybe it's a really bad joke. Maybe he's trying to be funny. That's sad.
I hope he wasn't trying to be funny because that's
failed.
Not funny.
Swinging a major myth.
So red flags. That's what we're looking for. Relationship red flags at 818-955-KLOS.
By the way, you invited your friend Brad to the Foo Fighters show just a little while ago. Brad Williams, who was here.
Yeah.
I Kevin, I think that's nice. I think that's very nice. Have a good show.
You already told me you didn't want to.
I know, exactly.
Don't you
I'm
dare.
I'm trying to give you some grief.
Don't you dare try and do that. All right, we're talking about relationships.
Lazy.
Red flags.
Yep.
You have one?
Yeah. So I had a girl that came over to meet my mom and my sister for the first time and proceeded to do a beer bong out of a pool noodle in front of everybody at 9:30 in the morning.
Out of a pool noodle.
Do you have that phone number? I could give her a call. That sounds right up my alley.
Oh, man. No, she ghosted me after that, surprisingly. I don't know why.
What a surprise.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, is this Kevo and Slugface?
It is Kevo and Slugface, yes. We're looking for relationship red flags. Would you have one?
Yeah, when they got the in your mouth.
Yay! There he is.
It took him an hour and 13 minutes this time, though. Not acceptable. KLOS, hello.
I was going out with this one girl. She was, we were about a month in. We finally get to doing the nasty. I go into the restroom. I come back in and I see her. She's upside down with her legs up in the air up against the wall.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking her, what are you doing?
Take care of business. You didn't get it done. She got to help herself out, I would guess.
I guess. I ask her and she replies, well, I heard it sticks better and it works better if you use gravity.
She was trying to get pregnant.
Oh, I see.
She was trying to get pregnant?
Oh. I thought she was.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a red flag.
Yeah, it's a bit of a red flag.
A red flag.
You haven't discussed it for sure.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. A relationship red flag.
Today is the day that marks the 30th anniversary of the Metallica Black Album release.
That is amazing.
And we're giving you a copy of the newly remastered version available everywhere September 10th, just after 5.
Cool. They're going to make you have to jump through a couple hoops, though.
Correct.
I think, because this
like
is pretty cool. Yeah, exactly.
Right now, we're talking about relationship red flags. You have one?
I went out with my buddy's girlfriend's sister. I thought she was okay. First date, we go out. We're there at somewhere to eat. And she starts to ask me about how many credit cards do I got?
Good.
Because people with a lot of credit cards, quote unquote, are more secure in life. And yeah, she's a little gold digger.
Did you tell her one?
Yeah.
Zero?
No, I didn't tell her. I just kind of stared at her and she kind of got the hint and it was uncomfortable after that.
I think I would have said, well, I got my Mervyn's charge card. It's pretty nice. We can go get some underwear.
Thanks, what a good callback to Mervyn's. KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Relationship red flags is what we're talking about.
Okay. Oh, my God. You want to hear something crazy? It's going to creep you out.
All right.
I was dating this guy years ago, and, we were getting along really good. Every time I would go to his house, I would hear him talk to himself, and I would ask him, why are you talking to yourself? He goes, oh, I'm thinking out loud. So I'm like, all right, so whatever, let it go. We went to a fair, and I how they have these people that they're fortune tellers and all that?
Right.
So I asked the fortune teller, about a relationship, and she said, you know what, you need to let him go. He's a dark person. He's got a dark soul. So I broke it off just out of the blue. I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years later, he ended up dating somebody else, and in the middle of the night, he stabbed the guy.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn, so she was on it.
Dead on. And I'm like, whoa. I don't believe in all this stuff, but that made me think twice.
I'm sure they've certainly seen a lot of different characters. I would think they probably can spot someone who's a little off to the...
The stabbing thing is a pretty big red flag.
Yeah, it's a fairly large... You never hooked up again, huh? 818-955-KLOS. Relationship red flag.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about relationship red flags. You have one?
I was dating this girl in Sacramento. And we drove to downtown Sacramento and we parked about maybe a block away from the restaurant because that's what you do in downtown Sac.
Right.
And all the way to the restaurant, she complained about how far away we parked.
Ugh.
And then later on during dinner, she told me that her dream was to get married and become really, really fat and lay around.
Well, that's attractive. That's neat. That's awesome.
She told you this on a first date?
It might have been the second date, but this is like almost 20 years ago, but
super early though.
It didn't take very long.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, at least she's honest. I mean, maybe some people wouldn't care.
I guess.
It's true. At that time, she was incredibly gorgeous.
Yeah, but she's like, this is a lot of work to be hot.
I don't like being hot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get fat.
As soon as I get the ring.
Just giving you a heads up.
Well, I think that's kind of cool of her, actually.
That is nice of her.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. How are you?
We are great. Thank you. We're talking relationship.
Red flags.
I'm going to try that again. Relationship red flags.
Do you have to spit?
So I'm out on a second date with a gal, and she asked me how I feel about showering together every day and using the same toothbrush.
Well, the first part's great. The second part, not so much.
Same toothbrush?
Nope.
I said not so much, and she proceeded to lecture me for a half hour on intimacy. So I got up. I found our server. I paid for dinner, and I got out of there.
Hell yeah.
You left her there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to be lectured, I think it's nice that you paid. You're going to get lectured. Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You can see why I have not had many relationships.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Same toothbrush.
This is kind of a happy ending.
Good.
I love a happy ending.
So I go on a date with this skinny chick with a nice rear end, dude. Oh, just beautiful. We go to the Carl's Jr.
Sure.
Oh, you know how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
we cruise into the parking lot, but then she busts out a mirror out of her purse and does meth.
Oh, wow. And doesn't offer you any. Unbelievable.
Did she not share?
Oh, heck no, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that was it for me. But
yeah, sure.
We went inside.
Wow, pretty judgmental.
Jesse doesn't approve, and neither does Heinemann.
The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
That threw pizza on the house.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Uh-huh.
Bro, we went inside, ordered a Famous Star each and a water. And the chick behind the counter just was like, noticed I was upset. And then the girl behind the counter gave me her phone number on a Carl's Jr. bag. And I've been married to her for the last 22 years.
You've been married for how long?
22 years.
Wow. That is amazing. Look, meth brings people together.
Right? No, the meth didn't.
No, that's right. No, that's what I'm saying, because he walked away from her.
Correct.
And yeah.
Congrats. Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Congrats. That's cool.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Thank you very much, you guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Was one husband, two funerals.
One husband, two funerals. Baltimore. Was this that original British TV movie, Death at a Funeral? I love that movie. That's one of the funniest films ever.
Right, but that's not what this is about.
All right.
Baltimore widow's lawsuit says funeral home staged cremation after another woman claimed to be the dead man's wife.
Wait a minute. We had the funeral already, and then comes another woman and goes, that's my husband. I married him.
Almost.
Mm.
It almost happened in that order, except for reversed.
Okay.
Demetra Street didn't know, as she sang at her husband Ivan's funeral service in January, that apparently he'd already been buried days earlier, miles away.
Oh, man. Wow.
She had no idea, according to her lawyer, and the funeral urn supposedly burying his ashes that day was empty.
Oh.
It was a fake designed to trick her into believing the funeral home had followed Ivan's wishes to be cremated.
Oh. What happened to him then? He was buried properly, not burnt?
Well, here's what happened.
Uh-huh.
She was arranged for him to be cremated, but about that time, a second woman walked into the funeral home, also claiming to be his wife.
I married him, too. He was wonderful.
And seeking to make funeral arrangements. She even provided a 24-year-old unofficial marriage certificate.
Ah, she's just crazy. She's crazy.
And arranged for him to be buried.
She just likes to go to funerals. She goes around trying to make funerals happen all the time.
Who?
I want to cry some more and wear black.
After he was buried, the funeral home held a sham cremation service.
Wow.
For the first woman.
Wow. You know, this is how weird conspiracy theories get started.
And kept her money.
Oh!
So, of course, she's suing.
Come on!
She's suing for $8.5 million for...
Wow, that seems like a lot, but
it seems like a lot, but there was emotional damage.
Sure,
and, you know, the whole thing that comes along with that.
They're in cahoots, those two women. They're in cahoots.
Well, that could be. That could be. I don't know. According to the lawsuit, she paid the funeral home $2,500 to cremate her husband and host the memorial service, which, by the way, is pretty cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say. Where is this? Somewhere in the Midwest.
Baltimore.
Yeah, you just bury people for nothing. Right there. Just throw them in a whatever.
Sometime after one of Wiley's employees, Devin Connor, called her to inform her about the other woman's assertion and to state that Wiley would bury Ivan as the other woman wanted.
Wow.
So the funeral home buried the dude. They had a service, right. A lovely service.
I know, that was probably inspiring. People sang and cried.
Then the other wife sang at the funeral. And she's claiming that they faked the second service, that there was no ashes in the urn. None of that happened.
We didn't throw no bodies
in
there.
He wasn't even cremated because he'd been buried at the other place.
You don't even really have to weight up the urn because it's just ashes. It's not going to weigh very much.
But... wouldn't you be afraid that she would open it to look? I mean,
you're not supposed to. I mean, but people do it all the time.
I would
pour them out onto their back lawn and stuff, and their squirrels, whatever.
She said that they just staged the cremation.
Yeah.
The lawsuit goes on to allege that the funeral home not only charged her $2,500 for the cremation and memorial service, but also charged the other woman an undisclosed amount of money for the casket, plot of land, and burial services. This place is cleaning up.
You know, I don't know. The whole town seems to be dying over and over. I don't know what the hell's going on. We'll have another one. We got to.
Alex Coffin, an attorney representing...
Wait, hold on. Alex Coffin?
Yes.
His name is Coffin?
Yes.
I love this story.
Did I notice that? No. An attorney representing the funeral home said that while she'd filed for divorce, she still had an incredibly close relationship with Ivan. So what happened was woman one filed for divorce.
Right.
Never came through.
Okay.
Woman two married him.
Right.
Then they both made plans.
Right.
And the funeral home said yes to both.
Wow. And you're like, yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, you want to bury him too.
Not
all right.
The same time, though. Could we do one the day before?
Do you know anybody
else?
We'll
do the burial the day before.
That sounds like an old CBS Radio Mystery Theater plot.
It sort of does.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents...
staging. Staging a fake death at a memorial.
Well, at least they got to go and be sad a couple times. That's nice.
A couple times, yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah. She was singing. Oh.
For nothing. The dude was buried like miles away.
I'm sorry, he's rotting over there. He's not in the urn. I know, somehow I feel like buying a truck right now after that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have the Metallica Black Album,
The
remastered one. Cool. Today marks the 30th anniversary.
That is unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I remember that like it was 30 years ago. I mean, you know, that's
you remember like it was 5 years
ago. Yeah, yeah.
And we're giving you a copy of the newly remastered version available everywhere on September 10th. You'll also be qualified for a chance to win a limited edition deluxe numbered box set.
Oh, that's nice.
But we're going to ask you some questions. They should be relatively easy.
Well, if you're into Metallica, then
Metallica
these will
fans.
Be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're a Metallica fan, call now. We'll ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
818-955-KLOS. And if you can answer the question correctly, you'll get the CD.
Nice.
And go in the drawing.
All right. So do that now, and we will hook you up. 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Metallica Black Album release. And we're giving you a copy of the newly remastered version available everywhere September 10th. If you can answer a question correctly.
A trivia question.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, Anthony.
Anthony, are you a major Metallica fan?
Yeah.
Is your dog a major Metallica fan?
Yeah, my dogs are fans as well.
All right, Kevin here is going to ask you a Metallica question, a trivia question, and you got 30 seconds to answer it. We'll start a little timer. And then what do they win?
What do they win? Tell them what he wins. They win the remastered Black Album.
Sweet.
On a CD.
And possibly the box set as well.
Which song starts with James Hetfield coughing? Fixer, Bad Seed, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Cure.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Which song starts with James Hetfield coughing? Fixer, Bad Seed, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Cure.
Cure.
It's incorrect. It's Bad Seed.
Damn it! You should have asked your dog!
Sorry.
Why didn't you ask your dog? All right, we'll move on to the next one. Hi, KLOS. Oops. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Ryan.
All right, are you ready? Are you a Metallica fan?
I am, definitely.
Okay, you're going to have 30 seconds to answer this question that Kevin can only repeat once.
Right.
Are you ready?
believe so.
Okay, here it comes.
Who taught lead guitarist Kirk Hammett guitar? He was self-taught. Joe Satriani, Michael.
Who taught?
What?
Hold on.
Who taught Kirk Hammett?
Yeah, Kirk Hammett. Not Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Schenker or James Hetfield?
I'd say Hetfield.
It's Joe Satriani. I'm sorry.
Dammit. Non-Metallica fans calling into this freaking radio station.
So we'll take caller 13 now, 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Metallica Black Album release, and we're giving you a copy of the newly remastered version, available everywhere September 10th. You have to answer a question, though. KLOS, who's this?
Tony.
Tony, you a big Metallica fan?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You'll be punished if you get this trivia question wrong, but you'll be rewarded with the Black Album remastered if you get it right.
Are you ready?
Oh, that's awesome. I'm ready.
Nice.
How many instruments were on Master of Puppets?
Hold on.
4, 5, 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 1, 2, or 3. You got 30 seconds. Go.
4.
Incorrect. 1.
Ah! Would you like to swear and curse and jump up and down?
No, that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is James.
All right.
Hetfield? Hey, that seems like cheating.
All right, James, you ready for your question?
I am.
Which Metallica member was hit by a glass bottle in a live concert? Jason Newsted, Kirk Hammett, Lars Ulrich, James Hetfield.
Lars Ulrich.
Sorry, it's Jason Newsted. Sorry.
Dude, he hung up. He hung up on himself. He's off to punish himself.
We're not getting any winners.
No. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
It's Jason.
Hey, it's your big day tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Congratulations.
All right, are you ready for your question?
Let's go.
What was the first ever Metallica song to have a music video?
And here's the four options.
Now, with the memory remains, Fade to Black, 1, or Welcome Home.
30 seconds. Go.
That would be 1.
That would be 1.
Wow! Ding, 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 ding!
Yeah.
Hell yeah! Well done, sir.
Nicely done.
Awesome.
You got the Black
Thank
Album.
You, gentlemen.
And you also are qualified for a chance to win a limited edition deluxe numbered box set.
Nice. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for playing the game and winning.
Yeah. Thanks for winning.
No problem. Thanks for having a great show, guys. Appreciate it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Out of Kansas City, Missouri, a Truman Medical Center is trying to identify a patient who has no idea who he is.
Wow. Real amnesia. Actual case of amnesia.
Woke up in the hospital, has no clue who he is. Can't remember.
Not trying to ditch the ex.
Nope.
Not on the lam.
He does have tattoos on the inside of his fingers that spell baby on one side and wavy on the other.
Baby wavy?
Yes.
Can we have someone with a aardvark or something call recently? Davey Wavy was the name?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's, well.
That seems like it would be easy to identify.
Yes, baby wavy. Who owns baby wavy?
So they kind of asked anybody who knew about this man to give him a call, and they have determined who it is.
Oh, okay.
But my question is, how many people have woken up in the hospital and had no idea how they got there?
Oh, man.
Or what happened just previous to them
getting there.
Getting in the hospital. Like, why am I here?
Right. I've woken
up. Because you don't remember what happened.
In different places, not remembering how I got there necessarily.
But that was after
not a hospital.
Drinking.
Oh,
are these all drinking, do you think?
Drinking
related?
I don't know. I guess we don't want anything horribly depressing.
No, we don't. Don't call it anything depressing because we can't handle it emotionally.
No, we're children. Yeah. We just want to make fun of everything.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you woke up in the hospital and you thought, what? What am I doing here?
When is the last time you woke up somewhere you didn't know how you got there necessarily?
Wow. I don't think that's
been a long time for me.
Ever happened.
Yeah. I mean, I would remember pretty quickly.
I don't think that ever happened to me. You would think it would.
Yeah.
But I don't think it ever happened.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow, well done, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yay!
So you woke up in the hospital and you had no idea why.
Yeah.
You can't remember what happened just prior to it and why you're there and what
maybe
the injuries
were. Or maybe a friend
were.
Called and asked, I'm in the hospital. What happened? Do you
yes,
have any idea?
Exactly.
Anything like that.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you woke up in the hospital and you don't remember why.
I was riding a motorcycle and I had a motorcycle accident.
Yikes.
And I woke up 5 days later.
Oh, 5 days. And do you remember the motorcycle accident or not?
No.
Yeah, because a lot of times if you have something that traumatic, yeah. It just goes away.
Yeah. Was there anything left of the bike?
Yes. Oh. I repaired it and I was back on the bike 10 days after I got out of the hospital.
Right on. Good. Good for you, man.
You got to get back on that horse,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
I still ride today.
Nice.
Look
good.
At you. Thank
horse.
You for calling.
You mean hog.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi,
you woke up in the hospital. You didn't know why?
Yeah, I was in the middle of surfing in Malibu, and the last thing I remembered was seeing this big gelatinous blob, and I woke up in the hospital.
Holy cow, was it a jellyfish?
What was it?
It was a very large man on an inner tube.
Where's a shark when you need him?
That's so funny.
I got him out of there. Oh
so
my
wait,
God.
When you saw him, it was just a flash. You barely saw him.
It was just a flash of just pale skin. And then next thing I know, I was up in the hospital. They told me that they actually had to bring me back to life.
Oh, no, really?
Man. Wow. Who got you out of the surf? Who got you out of the water?
It was actually that same gelatinous man.
Oh, fat man got you out.
Nice. Good on him then. Yeah.
He saw my body just in the water. Didn't even know that I hit him. Nothing.
Wow. I'm sorry. Did you say he didn't
he
know
didn't even
you,
realize
you hit him?
Didn't know. He thought I was a wave that smacked his back.
Wow, that is an amazing story. That is crazy. Well, I'm glad you're all right.
Same.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
That's
thank
rough.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
I was 16 and I got in a motorcycle accident and I was in a coma for 28 days.
Wow.
And not only did I know why, I didn't know mom. I didn't know anything.
Wow. Did you remember who you were?
No.
Wow. For how long?
It was like brand new. It was probably 2 or 3 days before I recognized things.
Wow, that would be so bizarre.
Probably a stupid and hopefully not bad question, but I mean, how scary was that? Just not knowing stuff.
Did it scare you not knowing?
Not really.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that. I mean, it seems like sometimes people aren't frightened by that situation.
It would be troubling, I think, but apparently not.
Yeah, maybe it's part of the trauma. I don't know. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Glad you're well.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have an amnesia story for you.
Yes, please.
When I was younger, I was snow skiing up at Heavenly, and I met this guy, and we've been partying and skiing all day long, and he went off a little jump, hit his head, got amnesia, had no idea who he was, where he was from. He kept asking me what happened over and over. He would keep asking me, what happened? What happened? I would tell him, and so I didn't know what to do with the guy.
She just left him on the hill.
I just left him on the hill.
You did not.
Sluggo was kidding.
That was a joke. What if he's still there? You should have at least eaten him.
That would be awesome if he's still there.
I took him to the infirmary.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I was seriously concerned for a second.
You're very funny.
That's awesome. So they took care of him and they got him straightened out and all that stuff?
I have no idea.
Oh, you just split. Yeah, it wasn't here. Yeah,
I didn't know the guy. I just met him.
Right.
I mean, you did the right thing as long as you got him to the infirmary.
I have bad news for you, sir. That guy was actually you.
Bum bum bum. I think I'd hang up on her too. It's the 40th annual KLOS Blood Drive, and it may be our most important year yet. The Red Cross is facing an extreme need for blood. It's 2 days only, October 20th and 21st at 14 SoCal locations. All donors that book an appointment will receive the limited edition 40th annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt.
That's awesome. Those are on it.
And you can do that by going to redcross.org, and search KLOS to find the location nearest you.
He is Swass. His posse is on Broadway. Apparently, he cannot lie, and he likes big butts. Sir Mix-a-Lot was born on this day in rock and roll in 1963 in Seattle. What did you first think about Woodstock 2, a.k.a. Woodstock 19? 1994, back when you first heard that it was announced. It was on this day in rock in 1994 when it began drawing a crowd of about 350,000 people. Give yourself a gold star and feel free to paste it over one of your eyes if you saw Detroit Rock City on this day in rock in 1999. That's when the Kiss-produced film opened nationwide.